my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Apparently, Mark Twain once said, "It ain't those parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me. It's the parts that I do understand." I didn't track down whether that quote is authentic or not. I came across it in a commentary on this morning's gospel reading. "It ain't those parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me. It's the parts that I do understand." The commentator writing about the passage that we just heard from Mark points out that Jesus speaks quite openly, Mark tells us. This scholar continues, "There's little in this teaching," the teaching of Jesus that we heard this morning, "there's little in this teaching that requires deep-sea interpretation. It is plain, hard, and inescapable." The challenge that is presented in this morning's gospel, presented to Jesus' disciples and those who have gathered around, and presented to us, the challenge is the one that we face throughout our lives, of choosing between what Jesus, in Mark at least, calls human things and divine things. The challenge of choosing, the often hard challenge of choosing between human things and divine things. At least for me, the words that Mark uses to describe this choice, the words sort of human versus divine, are not the best way to describe that choice, although I'm not sure for myself what would be better. These words trouble me because it's not that human things are bad, per se. It's not that there's anything bad about being human or anything bad about much of what is a part of our human lives. In fact, I believe very strongly, one of my core beliefs is that Jesus came among us, that Jesus came into this world to make human things holy. To make human things holy. And yet, having said all that, I expect that most of us, at some level, understand what Jesus, through Mark, is teaching, what Jesus is saying, whatever words he used. And that is that there are things, there are choices in our lives, there are things and choices in our lives that nourish our spirit or our soul. Are things or choices in our lives that further God's hope for this human world. And then there are other things. There are things that pride or ambition or even just social expectation prod us to pursue. Things that are not a part of God's hope for us and for this world. It is even actually within that context that Peter spoke. Peter was only, when he challenged Jesus, Peter was only expressing the religious and social expectations of his day. But he clearly hadn't really been listening to Jesus about God's hopes and God's expectations for God's people. Jesus says in this passage that to follow these so-called human goals, whatever we want to call them, to follow these choices, these things in our lives that are driven by pride or ambition or social expectation. To follow those goals, Jesus says, is to lose our lives. The Greek word that is translated life in this passage, where Jesus is talking about saving our lives or losing our lives, the Greek word that is translated in our translation life is actually psyche. Psyche. And the meaning of that word in English is probably much closer to the meaning of the Greek word than life might be. It's not really physical life that Jesus is talking about here. It's ourselves. It's our being. It's our soul, or what makes us us. So what Jesus is saying is, if you follow these so-called human goals, you will lose yourself. You will lose that which is best and which is holy in you. A biblical scholar describes it this way. He says, in the economy governed by the gospel, in the world that Jesus is talking about, the only way to be made whole is to let go of that which society reckons most valuable. There is no benefit in gaining the entire world, the values and aspirations as people define them, if in so doing one forfeits one's deepest soul. You know, as I try and step back from this, I don't know really why this teaching is so hard for us to follow. And yet it is, isn't it, for all of us. The teaching, as Mark Twain says, is clear. And in my deepest psyche, I know the truth of it. I know that what Jesus says is true. And yet it is hard. It is hard for us to follow. I was reminded, though, of the truth of what Jesus says again this week in the context of baby George's death. One piece of my own personal reflections on that, and I mentioned this as part of what I said yesterday, but one piece of my own reflections on that was the recognition, the vision, that by human measure, George's life was so limited. So limited by human measure, by what we call human, for lack of a better word. And yet, the gift of his psyche, the gift of his personhood, his soul, his life, the gift was immeasurable. And beyond the recognition of that gift, perhaps, one of his gifts to all of us who never really got to know him, one of his gifts was the reminder that we should measure our lives, not by what we acquire or achieve or society expects of us, but by what we share. For me, that way of describing it is very helpful. And maybe that's part of what Jesus is talking about when he asks us to seek divine things in our lives, in our human lives. Seek to live lives that are shared. Seek things and choices and activities that are shared. And think about the opportunities that we have to share with one another. Certainly material abundance, food and resources, and we further God's hopes, I think, for all of us when we share those sorts of things. And yet there is so much more. So much more that we have the opportunity to share. Relationships, friendships, the joy and pain and hope of one another to enter into and share those with each other. And the parish community provides us a wonderful setting in which to do that, to share our lives with one another in whatever way is needed, in whatever way works. To live lives that are shared. The theological way to describe that is to say that it is only by giving ourselves to others as Jesus gave himself to us that we will ever find ourselves, that we will ever find our own souls, our own psyches, our own wholeness, by giving ourselves to others as Jesus gave himself to us.